Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to a bonus Rahalastapa, except at the Wells Comedy Festival. This was recorded on May the 27th, 2017, and my guest is Beck Hill. We're back with the new series very soon. There's an amazing lineup. It's just insane. Let me go and find it on you can go and look at this yourself on the, if you go to my website and go to the newsletter section and click on the June news, you can see that and lots of other news coming up. But the first show is Joe Thomas from The Inbetweeners and Paul Merton. There's very few tickets left for that. That's June the 5th. Then there's Jessica Knappett and Adam Buxton. That one is sold out, but you can put your name down for returns. Then Zoe Lyons and Andrew Collings on the 19th of June. Amazingly, some tickets left for that. I thought people would be very excited about the reunion of Collings and Herring. Then 26th is Skinner and Badil. It's Dan Skinner, who is you may know as Angelos Epimetheou. July the 3rd is Kate Brand and Julian Clary. How exciting is that? July the 10th is Arthur Smith and Lemmy is returning. July the 17th, Brendan Burns and Craig Quatermain, plus another guest to be announced. But if we get who we want, it's someone who's a very big star on TV, so it might be worth booking ahead. The 24th of July is Sarah Pascoe and Ed Byrne. I mentioned on the podcast you're about to hear all about the new Emergency Questions books that will be winging their ways to people who have paid for the Kickstarter. But you can get your own copy either by going to eBay, looking Herring 1967, and you can bid on some rarities from the book, including the proof copies and some of the more interestingly numbered signed copies will be coming up over the next few weeks. But you can also go to gofasterstripe.com after the 2nd of June, I think, and they will be available there to buy as well. There's a limited run of them, so if you want to own your own book of over 500 emergency questions, then pull your finger out, get on with it, or you can buy them from me at gigs. All the money from that eBay and all the sales of the emergency question books will go back into making more podcasts. So it's a win-win situation. In an ideal world, I would like to pay for both series of this year's Rahalastapa filming by selling those Kickstarter books. And they're great for, they're great fun. You can ask them to your friends, to your lovers, to strangers. They're great on dates. Some of them probably not so great on dates. Someone genuinely was trapped in an avalanche and was worried about dying and spent the hour they're waiting to be rescued in their chalet doing emergency questions. So it can distract you from death as well. So go to leicestersquaretheatre.com if you want to buy tickets to the podcast, the live podcast. That would be very helpful. Or check out richardherring.com/gigs. And go to gofasterstripe.com or eBay and you may be able to buy a copy of the emergency questions book. They're really nice. I actually think they're the best thing I've ever done, sadly. So, yes, we'll be back very soon with more London-based rehearsals, proper London ones, not from Wales. And Paul Merton will be the first one out, probably in the first week of June or second week of June. So look out for that. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for your support. GoFasterStripe.com, LeicesterSquareTheatre.com, RichardHerring.com. Let's sit back and enjoy Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast, except at the Wells Comedy Festival.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mic's working. It is. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage a man who hates Wells and doesn't think it deserves to be a city. It's Richard Herring. Hello, Wells, I hate you. Boo! Boo, you're not a city. Just building a cathedral doesn't count. That doesn't make you a city. Anyone could do that. So, welcome to the show. It's Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast, except at the Wells Comedy Festival. Or as I was down at the Wells Odeon Cinema in 1984, when it still existed, watching a double bill of The Other Cinderella, a soft porn film about the Cinderella story, and The Kentucky Fried Movie, which was an early movie by the Zucker brothers who went on to do The Airplane. And all the 14-year-old kids who got into there by pretending they were 18, they called it Rehlestaber E at Work Fur. So I don't know if that's going to catch them. Yeah. So, it's nice to be back. I've completely forgotten how to do this show. Because it's been a while since I've done it, but there's a new series starting up soon. The most exciting news, of course, is that the Emergency Questions book is now out. It will be available in the foyer for sale to the people here in Wales, and all the money from that, and online, I believe, at gofasterstripe.com pretty soon, if not now, and all the money from that we raise from that will go to making more podcasts, so that will be nice. I might ask some of the questions. It took me quite a long time to do those, 500 questions in there, and then for the Kickstarter award, I promised that I would write an individual question in what I thought was 228 more copies, but it was actually 128 more copies. So I spent the last week writing another 228 questions, and 100 of them unnecessarily. So some of those may feature in this show. It's nice to be in Wells. Of course, I'm from Cheddar. 126 bus, get you there if you want to go down and see some proper caves. And we're very near to Wookie Hole here. I grew up very near to Wells, so it's... I did my grade 2 piano exam here. I got 106. It's a pass. So if anyone wants some pianoing, some very rudimentary pianoing later on, just give me a call. So we have a rivalry. I mean, do you count Wookie Hole as part of Wells here, you Wells people? No. Even the people in Wells are ashamed of it, and it's essentially the same place. Wells, when I was in Cheddar, when I was at Fairlands Middle School in Cheddar, which is a great school, much better than Wells Blue School, which is rubbish. It's good, I can do some quite good local. It's where my sister went there, boo. Because she was sensible enough not to go to the school where her dad was the headmaster, so she was clever. But we used to say, if you're going to, we're going to send you to Wells, that was the diss, because there was a mental hospital here. I don't know if there was, if there still is. And you're going to go to Wells. So now I'm in Wells. Maybe, I think this is playing a lot better at home than it is here in amongst the people of Wells, the folk. It's a very small, almost a village, I would say, wouldn't you? I mean, really, to call it a city is so tiny. Cheddar is as big as Wells, and Cheddar has a gorge, which is like nature's cathedral. It's like been not made by some medieval men. It's been forged by nature for millions of years. Anyway, I'll stop having to go. I love Wells, really. It's very nice. I've sung in Wells Cathedral when I was a youngster. Can't remember what I sang, or I'd sing it for you now. We're at the Wells Little Theatre. It's very nice. Yeah, are you having a nice time so far, Wells people? I did a gig earlier on. I did my first preview of my new Edinburgh show, Oh Frig, I'm 50. And I arrived quite late and I kind of rushed. I needed to go for a poo and I rushed into the toilet and sat down in a poo. And it was only when I was halfway through the poo I realised that the White Hart pub had no toilet paper in the men's. That's the kind of rivalry between Wells and Cheddar. That is, they saw me going in there. So I've wiped my ass on a cardboard tube. That might become a new emergency question. What's the worst thing you've ever had to wipe your ass on in Wells? But it's great. But we've got this is a little bonus extra for people at home. We are doing a proper series in proper London. I'm from here, you idiots. Now we can combine together against London. When it's London, we're all together. When it's Wells versus Cheddar, it's a different matter. So there's some fantastic guests coming up. Paul Merton will be the first guest in the new series. We've got Adam Buxton's coming on. Do you want to know a secret? Limmy's coming back. So that'll be exciting. Do you want to see a secret? Julian Clary's going to be on it as well. It's quite good, isn't it? So we haven't got anyone that good tonight. So will you... my guest tonight... Just check, I haven't forgotten. Oh, I've got my new... Lannister book is full, so we've got a new notebook. It's Tiny Rick from Rick and Morty. Has that got to Wells yet? I don't know if have you got the internet in Wells yet. You can watch Rick and Morty. It's Tiny Rick. Who likes the Tiny Rick episode of Rear? It's a good one. So this is my new... We sold the Lannister notebook on eBay. It went for £730. Then the bloke who bought it didn't pay. So it's... Thanks for that, mate. We've come up with a nice idea, actually, for that. What we're going to do is maybe in the next Kickstarter or maybe individually is we're going to make some nice copies of the notebook so they look exactly like the notebook as much as possible and sell those for £20 to everyone who wants. But then one person who buys one of those will get the actual notebook. So that's £730 worth of value for £20 or something like that, except we didn't get the £730. Prick. But I think I'm glad he did it because I think that's a better. I think that's a nicer idea. My guest tonight is probably best known as additional voices in Mass Effect Andromeda video game. That's why we're all here tonight. So, will you please welcome the amazing Beck Hill, ladies and gentlemen? Come in, sit down. Don't trip over this wire. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks so much for doing this. Tell us all about... I want to talk really for an hour about which additional voices you did in Mass Effect Andromeda video game.
Yeah.
Which... Who did you play in that?
I genuinely don't remember any of these. Basically, if you hear anyone that sounds like this and nothing else, that's me. Anyone who is unbelievable in what they're saying... That's this guy. And I rocked up as well because I get hired to do Aussie voices.
Okay.
Because that's the only voice I do.
Okay.
And I rocked up and then they went, oh yeah, can you do some different voices for the other characters? And I went, no. And they went, okay then. So there's several characters with the same voice.
Same voice. It does say additional voices.
Yeah.
So they're all different characters, but they all say...
All different characters. Yeah. All this guy.
What happens in Andromeda, the Mass Effect Andromeda?
I can't tell you what happens in the full game, but I can tell you that at some point there's a mechanic.
Yeah.
There's someone just went, ooh, wow, is that like the level we're at, guys? there's someone who helps out with some sniping.
Yep.
Just general video game stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How did you get that job? Because that's quite you do quite a lot of various things which we'll get onto, but that seems a little bit of a sideways move from.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the boring answer is my voiceover agent rang me up and said, "Can you do this?" Okay. Let's say it was because someone heard me and went, "Do you know what? That's the voice we want for several characters." That's from another podcast.
It is.
We'll get her. That's how you booked me, isn't it?
It was. Yeah, that was. Yeah. I went through your voice. I said, "I need an Australian who can only do one voice."
Yeah.
So, what is it like? Being an Australian doing comedy, is that difficult?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Well, no, it's not difficult to do it here.
Yeah.
In general, it's right. It's easier to do comedy here than it is in Australia because everyone in Australia is really happy. So, like, they don't need... And you come to Britain, everyone's like, oh, the weather's shit, I can't go outside. And then they're like, oh, please make us laugh. Like, you want it more. I like that.
Yeah. Good. I was sort of making a joke about how people get asked about women in... How is it like being a woman in...
Oh, that's nice.
I was doing a joke.
And I totally missed it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I pulled
off. Because I don't think that you're capable of even going near that.
That's true. So, you're from Adelaide.
Yes.
What is the tallest building in Adelaide?
It would be run by the Politis Group, probably. They own all the buildings now. I know there's like one tall building.
Yeah.
I know like the second tallest building is called
the
Mighty
Blackstone. That was not the question.
Oh, okay. The tallest one.
The tallest building, according to Wikipedia.
I don't know. Ham.
It isn't. It's Westpac House, if you're interested at home. That's
wow.
It's going to be mainly trivia. The new series is mainly trivia-based. I thought I'd move over.
I said ham as if like people go, oh, that must be a thing in Adelaide. It's not. That's just the first word that came
to
my
head.
That's
a good
word. I like ham.
It's a good word. Well, that's one question I don't have to ask you. I've seen you do lots of different things. I don't know why I'm surprised you did a video game, but you've obviously... I first think I saw you doing your YouTube things, which I believe, I'm not sure, I would say it's probably the Japanese storytelling technique of Kamishibai. I think that's what it's called. Kamishibai, is that what it is?
I don't know how it's pronounced, but you're the second person to have brought that up.
Yeah, it's because it's on your Wikipedia page.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
There's a lot of citation needed on your Wikipedia page. I usually do that. But mainly because there's only one, but most of yours is requiring citation. I think that was one of the things. Is that not something you were... deliberately?
There's another comic in Australia who went, oh, I think I've found a thing that I... So basically I use flip charts in my stand-up, and
that's ancient Japanese flip charts.
Japanese flip charts, but it has moving things, so if there's two people on there, they'll have little moving mouths and they talk to each other, and it's kind of like pop-up but not quite. And that actually came about because I couldn't do voices, but I wanted to do a sketch on stage.
Okay.
So I thought, I'll draw the people and give them moving mouths, and then you know which one's talking.
It's very clever. I'd suggest maybe starting with the Edith Piaf.
Yeah.
The gender of
yes,
no regret.
Yeah. Rian, and then work your way down in quality.
But you just put Bechdel into YouTube, and there's loads of stuff up there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're really nice. It's a very funny way of doing stuff, but also very impressive. You.
Yeah.
Does it annoy you in that Edith Piaf one that, because it's all in one take?
Yes.
That when at the end you go, if you want to subscribe, you slightly trip over your words and does that annoy you that you've got all the way through the difficult thing of actually doing this very detailed and intricate thing? And then you went, if you want to subscribe, and then you laugh.
I think it makes me more endearing.
I think it does. It's, it's my favourite part of the thing, and I liked it all. So do check those out. I saw you do a kids show.
Yes.
I went with a kid, so it's all right. I'm not a stranger. I've discovered since having a kid...
It wasn't his, though.
You could, I found one outside. That's the best thing about having a kid is you can do loads of things that you can't do unless you've got a kid.
Yeah.
So if you're a 50-year-old man and you turn up at Soft Play on your own and start running around, even if you find a kid while you're there, that's even more frowned upon. You have to turn up with a kid. You can do what you want then.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's worth having children for that. And only that, I have to say. You do a kid show with, it's Beck and Tom. You've done more than when I saw the awesome laundry show.
And it was just the one show that we toured for about 3 years.
Right.
So it's myself and another comic called Tom Goodliff. And basically the idea is we have to do the laundry. I don't want to. And shenanigans ensue.
It's a lot of fun. It's very high spirited. And you play this. I like you in it because you play the naughty, cheeky one, which is what I would be.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tom's more sensible and telling you off.
Yeah, and it is sort of more based on who we are in real life. But what was interesting is the amount of parents who came up to us at the end, especially a lot of mums who went,
thank you so much. I'm the immature one in the relationship and the dad's the one that does all the hard work. And I'm so glad to see us represented on stage, because normally it's always the woman who's the party pooper.
Yeah.
Who, like, makes them behave and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. I'm the one talking
about
farts.
That's what my wife's like. I'm the fun one and she's strict. But my daughter likes my wife much more than me. And I'm fun and I'm trying to get mates with her and let her do stuff. And, you know, they see
it's
through that.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah, I am trying too hard. Yeah. It's the story of my life. Usually, I thought there'd be more than two before they saw through me. But a two-year-old can see through me and they'd have nothing to do with me. She loves my... She loves her mum. It's terrible. I try so hard. It's the story of my life. It really is. Well, there's loads of things to talk to you about. I'm going to go to... Just drop my sunglasses for the people listening at home. I'm going to go to my 500... There's 516 emergency questions in here. I excelled myself, plus some on the back and some on the inside of the sleeve. So it's worked out a lot more. I'm just going to pick one at random. You can get this yourself if you want. Yeah, that's probably not a good one. I don't remember it. This is question 255. Do you need more information? What is your favourite memory of being halfway somewhere? No, I want your favourite as well, so make sure it is your favourite memory of that. It's a hard question, isn't it? That's why I thought it was a bad question. Have you ever been halfway somewhere?
Yeah, actually.
Quite a lot of times.
When I was 18, yeah. I went to... It's almost like you're halfway somewhere all the time.
It is.
In the future,
yeah.
We'll do this again and I'll say this was it.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah. When I was 18, I came to London. I went via Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
And I... basically got stranded there. I was meant to be staying with someone and the trains weren't running and all this sort of thing, and I didn't know what I was doing. And a guy who was on my flight, who I chatted to at some point, went, oh, my auntie lives in Tokyo. I'm staying with her. Come and speak to her and she might be able to find out how you can meet your friend or something like that. And she ended up... I came through and she just looked me up and down. She went, oh, we got astray, have we? And she put me up for the night and took us out for dinner, paid for everything, like really looked after me.
Yeah.
And then when she found out where I was supposed to be, helped me get to the hostel. I was ended up booked in and sent me on my way. And yeah. She turned out to be the president of Tupperware.
Wow.
Her flat was very small and grey.
Was she elected that by the Tupperware get together and elect her that? Or was she... No, okay.
Yeah, it was the popularity vote.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Here's some of the questions I've written in the front of the books of people who've asked for it who got extra questions.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever irked a postman?
Oh, a postman?
You probably
no.
Have.
A gasman, yes.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
A gasman just came around my place at like 8 a.m., which is too early. Too early to come round,
yeah.
Especially when you work at night. And and so I answered the door in sort of my pajamas, and I was trying to hide my shame. And so he went, I've got to check your gas meter. And so I sort of let him in, and then he went, you all right? And I went, oh, sorry, I work nights, so I'm not very much awake right now. And he said, oh, what do you do? And I wasn't thinking, so of course I said, comedian, to which he replied, tell us a joke. Yeah. And I just went, no. No. Go around at his house at 8 a.m. asking to read my gas meter.
You should do. You should have got his address and done it to him the next day. That would have worked well. What makes you so special? Sorry. What makes you so special? Either you can have either. Reading.
Couldn't you argue that we're all special?
No.
Okay. Well then, I don't know.
No, it's hard to know, isn't it? What are your 9 favourite things about Norway?
Wagner.
Okay. Is he Norwegian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Is he not? He came up with a Peer Gynt suite there, didn't he?
Ibsen. He was a Nazi sympathiser, yeah.
But you nearly said synthesizer, which is Kraftwerk, isn't it?
So the first thing he came up wasn't Norwegian?
No. So am I wrong? Oh my gosh, I was in Norway and they told me that he lived... Did he not have a cottage? Oh, anyway, I've got a bone to pick with someone in Norway.
That's one. One in the book. There's still nine to go, and I'm not going to leave until.
Okay.
I'm not going to leave.
Someone all nine sent me a packet of crisps from Norway called Cheezels or something. Cheezies.
Yeah.
And they're meant to be the closest thing to Twisties.
Did you mention backstage?
Those are my favourite Australian crisps.
Any
like
fans of Twisties in?
Does anyone know them? They're basically like knickknacks but cheese, and they're better than anything you've ever tasted.
I have had some, I think, when I was in Australia. I've been to Adelaide. You know the tallest building there? West Bank.
Yeah, I know the one, yeah.
I loved it down there. That was my highlight. Yeah, they're nice. I ate packs and packs of those things.
Yeah,
they make your fingers go orange.
They do.
Yeah.
But they're good.
Actually, it's just brought back a memory of a girlfriend I had there. We used to eat them in bed with each other. Now I'm going to cry. Has that ever happened to you? It's usually music does that.
Have
ever
cried in bed with Twisties?
Well, it's just like something you just suddenly get a vivid. I hadn't thought about Twisties for a long time, and now I've thought about them. And we used to lie in bed eating Twisties. It was when did I marry her? I mean, my wife's good, but we don't eat cheese crisps in bed.
I'll send you some. I'll put the passion back in. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll go back to asking about you because you've got very interesting. You got married on stage.
Yes.
That is pretty full on in the Edinburgh Fringe.
I did. Yeah. At the Gilded Balloon.
Yeah.
Because my partner and I, we first met, he's Scottish. And we first met in Australia briefly, and then I followed him back to Scotland, and we both
did you eat Twisties
together.
In bed together?
We have, yeah. We've eaten Twisties everywhere.
Damn you. Why didn't I marry him?
Pub toilet, that's where I've eaten Twisties all over the shop.
Yeah, but...
We're talking about crisps, right?
Yeah.
we both worked at the Gilded Balloon, and that was kind of where we first sort of... properly like fell in love and everything, so he proposed to me on stage at the Gilded Balloon, and so we went, well, let's get married here then.
Yeah,
his family's nearby, all my friends are in the same city, they don't have to pay to go to the same place.
So
just worked out logistically easier.
That's good. Did you charge people to come and see you to get married?
No, but I did want to do a bucket speech at the end. You know, when you do the free shows, just like, hey guys, it's free to get in, it's not free to get out.
That's good. Yeah. That'd be good at all weddings, because they're expensive weddings, aren't they? So it'd be good to get like people to chip in.
Yes, yeah.
In a bucket.
They should do that as a thing.
I think some countries, like, they do sort of stick
it to the...
pin money to... I don't like that.
Sounds dodgy, doesn't it?
It does, but...
It sounds like burlesque.
My worst thing about getting married was the expense of it. And so I was sitting there going, you know, I've got to get, like...
Yeah.
This is the most expensive party I've ever had.
That's fine. I'm glad that was...
The champagne's already run out. I didn't even get any. What's going on?
I'm glad that was the worst part about your wedding. If you thought the worst part about my wedding was my wife, I would have gone, there's an issue with that.
No.
We did it on the cheap, though, pretty easy. Like, we just gave everyone, instead of, like, doing a sit-down dinner, we... gave everyone vouchers for the food trucks outside.
Right, that's good.
So they were just eating with everyone else.
That's awesome. That's better, though.
Yeah,
I think that's just fantastic.
Well, when you're at a wedding, what do you want? A sit-down roast dinner or a pizza?
Yeah.
It's a pizza, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
If you're a cool person.
And you streamed it, though, didn't you? It was online.
Oh, yeah. Now, that sounds like this. Now, this makes me sound like a wanker. It was just a friend... filmed it on that Facebook Live thing before the Facebook Live ads, right? Just to make it clear, I'm not a wanker. I'm like, I am, but like, I plan to be. That part was unplanned. And but she filmed it and onto Facebook Live, which meant that all my family in Australia could watch and that sort of thing. Yeah.
How's the marriage going? Is it working out okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing
is... if that had been no, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It was a risky question.
And he didn't find... I didn't tell him. You should listen to Richard Herring's new podcast. And then when he takes headphones off, I just have my bags packed. And we're going to go eat Twisties in bed. We were living together for 8 years before we got married, so it's kind of the same, isn't it? Except now I get to say, my husband, which is...
How long have you been married for?
Nearly a year now.
Was it only last year?
Yeah, last August.
God, time. It feels like it was 2 or 3 years ago. So, well, first year, that's nothing, a year. I've done 5 years, mate.
Which
in Richard Herring years is about 500 years.
Can you give me any hints?
He'll give you any hints?
Yeah, any tips?
Don't just do what your wife tells you to do. That is
my hint. That's very easy for me.
Make him do what you tell him to do. Yeah, that's right. The only easy way through a marriage. Am I right, fellas?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
All the wives going, shut up!
And now the married fellas? That was the most miserable yes I've ever heard. Yes. Don't. Yes, we've all been ground down, Rich. Like you. But okay, let's have a look. And I really enjoyed. So you've done lots of different things. I really enjoyed your Russian Roulette short film.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
was in the Sundance Festival.
Yeah. That it was. Tom Rosenthal. Gigged with him, and then his friend contacted me on the weekend and went, "Oh, I was just chatting with Tom. I'm doing this short film. We need someone to play an Australian who's sick of London." I was like, yep, that's me. And we just did it on a weekend. Right. We got paid in pizza, which is the finest currency. And then nothing happened for a year, and I just assumed they'd not got round to doing anything with it. And then he finished editing it, put it into a bunch of competitions, and then it ended up in Sundance.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Which is very...
Did you get to go to Sundance, or is it there wasn't?
I could have, it collided with a bunch of comedy festivals, and this is my career, so...
Well, that could be your career. You're very good. You're a very good actor.
I'm playing an Australian.
Well, yeah, that's all acting is, you know... There's so many actors now, you don't need to get one who can do lots of voices. You get one who can be the thing you want it to
be. Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really... do any acting in it, but they made it look amazing. Like, it looked so good when I watched it back, and it just made me realize how much effort goes into film. Like, when you've got the right editors and the right directors and cinematographers and all that sort of thing, and sound and everything, like, that's the difference. Like, the acting is such a small role in it. It's
So it's basically it's a sort of your character's on chat roulette, basically.
Yeah. So she's on chat roulette and there's dodginess, but then but then she ends up chatting to someone on the ISS on the space station.
Yeah.
And
I'm very surprised. There's a masturbating man at one point. Yes. And I'm quite disappointed I wasn't asked to play that part. The only parts I get asked to play are basically men using prostitutes or doing disgusting things to themselves. So, I was sitting by the phone waiting for the call. Could you be a masturbating man?
Yeah.
And nope, some other bloody bloke gets it.
I hear your agent wanted more than one pizza.
I'd have done it for pizza. I'd have done it just for the wank. That's what I... Just for the spare time to sit down without my wife and child being around. I don't care, there's a film crew there, that's fine.
Because you don't have to act then, do you?
Yeah. It's all good. I know another thing, we'll talk about another thing. I found out loads about you. And you did a thing about extreme charades. How the hell did that come about? It's quite funny though. It's a good idea.
I just wanted to do something on YouTube. It didn't really pick up all that much, so I stopped. But it was I asked people to challenge me to do charades in different places, and then I would do the charades. I would do that, and so I do one on a ride, like while it's like swinging around in the air, and one in a supermarket and stuff like that, and then people have to guess what I'm doing and then give me another one.
Yeah,
it's charades, basically. It's charades, but yeah, it's for people who don't have friends to play charades with and would watch it on YouTube and then wait several weeks for the next one. Can't believe it didn't pick up.
I can't believe it should have done. And the YouTube thing about the tampon ad, is that genuinely true?
That.
So you created this.
Yeah, that was one of the first. That was probably one of the first big flip chart things that I made. So that's quite a while ago now. It was just after I moved here, and got asked to audition for a tampon ad, and what they wanted was a female comedian to talk about periods. And then they sent us some jokes that they wanted us to tell on stage, because they decided to write some examples of the type of jokes that they wanted. And one of them, I didn't write this, I need to make clear, one of them was, the string on these new tampons is longer, so it's easier to find and remove, which helps, because sometimes I accidentally pull on my pubic hair. That was like an example. And then a friend of mine knew the company making the ad, and so she was like, who wrote the examples, it was a 21-year-old male intern. Right? The period jokes you don't like are from men, right? And it was just, so I went, well, I'm not going to do that. That's career suicide. Yeah. And also just, I don't find the ones that they want me to tell funny. And so I decided to make an animated flip chart about the journey of a tampon trying to make it big in Hollywood. And it did not get picked up.
It's unbelievable.
So
it's
awesome. I stuck it on YouTube and then and then that kind of was quite popular.
Yeah, I would have thought that once it was up on YouTube, someone from another tampon company would have taken it.
I mean, I think I've even put in the description, if anyone wants to buy this, please do.
You have to watch it. I don't want to try and describe it because it's very... it kind of ruined it, but it's very very funny. And anyway, let's talk about stand-up. So you're doing stand-up, and there is an element of the... You do use the stuff on stage, the flip charts on stage.
Yeah.
But you're currently putting together a new show for Edinburgh, is that
yes.
correct?
Yes, yeah.
So what's the new show called?
So the new show is called Out of Order. Mm-hmm. And it's called that because my entire set list is on post-its that that are all stuck up, and the audience get to choose what order the show goes on in. So each day it's a different order.
So you've just got a buzzwords.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The post-it notes.
Yeah. Which is also, I've been sort of previewing it a bit for a while now, and the feedback I get is that people like to sit there and try and work out what some of the jokes are meant to be from one word. And also the other thing that was feedback I didn't expect would be good, but someone said, I really like it because I can work out how much more of the show we've got left. And I was like, oh, thanks for that. But I get it, because sometimes when you're watching an hour and you just start to get to that sort of, and you go, how long more is there? And they went, no, I can physically see how long there
was
left.
So you still do all of the jokes regardless, it's just the order they come up in?
Well, it depends. Some of them you end up having to cut it because you hit an hour, and because it's looser and because people get to talk a bit more, there's a bit more chatting and stuff. But it's not like... I'm not making people say stuff. I'm not talking to people who don't want to be talked to.
Yeah.
The idea is that you get to yell out if there's something you want, but I don't want to force interaction on people either.
You should get someone to put a few up there that you don't know what they are.
Yeah, well, I do...
You should get other comedians to come in and stick...
Give me their own jokes.
Well, they'll stick up a word, and then you have to either make up... It's a bit
set list, yeah. there are a few things in there that that are to keep it sharp,
okay.
But I won't say...
Okay, no, we won't go. And whereabouts are you on in the Fringe doing that?
That'll be at Gilda Balloon at 5:15...
Will you marry anyone during this show?
I mean, if the right post-it comes up.
That would have been a way to propose, wouldn't it? You pull the post-it note.
There's so many
will
other
you
ways
marry me?
He could have proposed that would have been better. Honestly, he did it 10 minutes before the end of the show.
Yeah.
And then, which it throws you. Can you imagine, 10 minutes before the end of a show, someone takes, basically stole the line, I don't do this for other people to take the spotlight, right? And then he did it, and then he went, now you have to finish the show, and just walked off. I did to punish him.
I proposed very badly.
How did you propose?
Well, we went on holiday to Thailand, and it was, you know, heavily not unspoken but spoken that it was time for me to fly because we've been together for 4 years, and that was definitely the point of the trip. And then I was all the time trying to find the right moment to propose without having really prepared anything. And then the last evening came, we were at dinner, and we sort of said, it was nice, there's moonlight, and it was the right moment to propose. And I just felt too embarrassed to do it. I couldn't do what your husband did. So there were other people at other tables, and I felt too awkward to propose. I didn't want to make a big thing of it, and so I didn't propose. And then my wife got angry with me.
Yeah.
And then we had a bit of an argument. And then the next morning in bed, I proposed to her in bed.
Yeah. The twisties? Or...
No twisties.
I like the fact that you were like, I hadn't really prepared for it. And yet, like, you will write an hour-long show for something that you'll do in 1 year.
Yeah.
But you won't prepare for something that will affect you for the rest of your life.
I know, it was terrible. I don't know why I was... I don't know why. It was all very... I'm surprised she married me. And, you know, she did marry me. It's her fault, isn't it? No way out, is there? Geez, she had the clues it was going to be rubbish.
This isn't going to be like the podcast that you have to listen to the headphones and then you're all packed up.
She'll be angry with me for telling the story, so I'm in trouble already.
I was friends with her before I met you.
Yeah.
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 So, you know... This is getting back to it.
So if we break up, will you be friends with her or me?
Depends how the edit comes out.
Okay.
Of this.
Yeah. You should be friends with her. I don't really have friends anymore. I'm nearly 50 now. I tried to get rid of friends. My wife's trying to organise a birthday party for me, and I just don't want to do it. When I turned 40, I really wanted a birthday party.
Yeah.
Now I'm 50. I don't want to celebrate. What's to celebrate?
Go take yourself on holiday.
I might do.
Yeah.
I just would like to spend my birthday with my beautiful family.
That's
yeah,
hot,
see? Got one back. I'll just fast forward this bit. I see, that's nice. What I said there was good, wasn't it? I'll ask an emergency question just to get myself out of this awkward spot I've put myself in. And a random one. Oh, my God. Oh, I'll ask this one instead. 339, do sperm have dreams?
Nightmares,
yeah.
I think.
What do you think they would dream about?
They'd probably get anxiety.
I mean, it must be weird being a sperm, because you have a purpose, and I wonder if you know what it is, but you're very driven, and it's very competitive. You think comedy's competitive?
Yeah.
600 million sperm in every ejaculation.
Yeah.
They're all aiming for the same gig. They're all white. And they're all male. I think, no, they may be not.
The idea that sperm are male, and the egg is female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
The little cartoons.
I'm so masculine, I can't have female children. That's how masculine I am. That's what Chris Eubank said.
What, to you?
No, he said that. I'm sure he would have said it to me. I think he did have a daughter in the end.
Yes, yeah.
But I think
Louis
Theroux. He misunderstood.
No, he didn't. I'm not saying he had Louis Theroux.
Okay.
That's where I remember hearing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hearing this
he misunderstood the biology. The question I first saw was, when was the last time you cried? That doesn't seem very... emergency question, but let's go for it.
Last time I cried, I cry at ads a lot.
Oh,
last time I properly cried was at Lego Batman. I'd done a kids show in Manchester and I had 3 hours to kill before a train back to London, so I popped into the cinema and I was and you know how you say you can't go to kids stuff without taking a child?
Yes.
I was the only person there without a child, and I knew I was going to cry because I cried in the original Lego film, so I already had my tissues out waiting there. And
that's even worse if you're a 50-year-old man.
That's what sperm have nightmares about.
must have some dreams. Good. Let's try one of my new ones. I'm sorry if this disappoints you, if you end up getting one of these and it's been... Have you ever been brass rubbing? Do you have brass rubbing in Australia? Because there's not much history there.
I think in school we were taught about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they would like teach us by you get a coin with a pencil.
Yeah, you can do it. That's not really brass rubbing. I mean, I don't think. Doing it to a
or
coin.
Or am I not? Is it something else?
Well, I mean, I think doing it to a coin, like that's just tracing, that. Isn't it? I don't think that's brass rubbing. Brass rubbing is a noble. I went to St. Andrew's Church in Cheddar. Do you know it, guys? Yeah, a few of them do. A few of the guys know. St. Andrew's. I think I did Geoffrey de Cheddar. I think I did his grave. Geoffrey de Cheddar.
That's not a real person.
Or is it Geoffrey de Chedzoy?
That sounds like a character.
That's what I feel. Like you get like those big old medieval knights and you get a big piece of paper and get a bit of charcoal.
On a knight?
Yeah. On a knight, you know, like a knight. Not like a knight, but a knight with a K. He's on his grave and then you do... Anyone been brass rubbing in the audience? This lady knows what I'm talking about.
And I love that you're not even smiling because you're like, no, this is a very serious thing.
It's a very important pastime. I thought the youngsters wouldn't know what it was. It's sort of a new thing, isn't it? I thought I had a
fidget
good...
spinner.
Oh, there's something over here. I thought I had some good ones, but I don't. Who is the most right-wing person you've ever been sexually attracted to? Because I'll give you some thinking time. I used to really fancy Katie Hopkins when she was on The Apprentice. Before she became right-wing. But I didn't know she was going to be right-wing. Then I fancied her. And then but I also fancy Louise Mensch, who has always been right-wing. And it's her right-wingness that makes her sexy.
She's quite good-looking, though, is it?
She's
is
pretty.
It for you,
she's
is
pretty. It, Louise Mensch looks a bit like... she looks a bit like in Star Trek when the Borg... She looks a bit like the Borg Queen in Star Trek. And that's what I quite like about her.
I
like
her.
Yeah. And you know, she's and the Borg Queen is almost as evil as Louise Mensch. Probably.
That's true. Yeah.
So
yeah. You know, she's going to pull your hair or something. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Did you ever been attracted to a right wing person?
Yes, actually, Dean Cain.
Dean Cain, Batman, Superman.
Superman from the Adventures of Lois and Clark. Do you remember that in the 90s?
Yeah, I do remember.
And Dean Cain, I adored.
Yeah.
And then I may have written an entire Edinburgh Fringe show about Dean Cain and invited him to it, never came, whatever. But I follow him on Twitter and that just, it was so, he's so Republican.
Is he, yeah.
He's so Republican. And I just don't know how much longer I can go forgiving him.
So does the right-wingness spoil the sexiness in that case? Because it does Katie Hopkins, it definitely did.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like a bad boy.
Yeah.
I like Captain Hook, I think, is my biggest fictional crush.
Okay.
Oh, that Hook!
Yeah.
What would he do with it? I don't know!
Yeah, he's
all
right.
Cold!
Yeah.
Like it.
Okay. And it's a hook, though, remember.
I haven't said what he's doing. Okay. Anything horrible, you're coming up with yourself.
I am. I quite like Captain Hook now. I knew there was more to come. If your genitals had to turn into a sea creature for one day every month, what sea creature would you like that to be? You've got a choice. It's a nice question.
Is it the same sea creature every
time?
Yeah,
yeah. You can't change, otherwise that's just ridiculous. Just work your way through them all.
A leafy sea dragon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like.
It's like a fancy seahorse.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite... Would it be protruding, presumably, then? So it's quite...
Yeah, I mean,
it's quite a phallic.
Oh, I mean, it'd be a terrible for me.
Yeah,
but at least it'd be nice to look at.
It'd be interesting. Yeah. I kind of like an octopus, but maybe upside down. So it's like that. So there's all the legs coming out.
That's not upside down.
It is, because that's the head there. So the head.
Oh, you want the head coming out?
I want the head down and then the legs coming up. Coming up like that, so the head would be down there, like...
The head like testicles.
Would be inside,
you want multiple penises.
It could be. I want like 8. Just quite cool, wouldn't it? Be a surprise. Be a nice surprise. What is your favourite use of sand? It's quite a multi-use thing, I realise. Yes. You can put it in concrete.
Yep.
You can build sandcastles. Yep. There's two things.
Glass. Yeah. Glass is pretty good for stuff. You can use it to get graffiti off of walls.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, sandblasting.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There you go. Which one's your favourite of those?
Oh, sandblasting, because it makes a really good weapon.
That's cool. It would. And it's horrible.
The silence on that as well.
Yeah. People thought, oh, my God. Who is this woman? Have you ever seen the TV show Friends?
No.
No. Okay, you should watch it. I'll tell you about it later.
Is it Friends or the FRIENDS as it's spelt?
Oh, yeah. Well,
with the little dots in between each letter.
Well, it is. It's both, isn't it? They go on again. Welcome to Friends. Friends. It's the same as this show. They copied my idea. Would you like to have a bath with my dad? I can tell you more about him if you'd like to.
Tell me more about him.
He's 80 years old. He's an ex-headmaster. Lives in Cheddar. I don't think you'd like to have a bath with him.
Is he right wing?
You know, he's liberal, I'd say. He's always voted liberals.
How big is the bath?
Oh, that's good. I thought that question was going in a different direction. You know, it's just a regular bath. You'd be at one end, you'd be at the other end. There'd be no shenanigans. He's very happily married to my mother.
Yep, okay.
I mean, he'd have a look.
Are we nude?
He'd also be nude, and I don't think that'd be very
bubbles?
Nice.
No. No. Sorry, that's...
You would do it if there was bubbles, though.
Yeah, I think, like, there'd be an element of...
Yeah. I've had a bath with my dad, but not for quite a long time.
I was going to say. No bubbles, though.
No, it's all changed. I remember being, you know, he was an impressive man. I was going to say something, then I haven't revealed the... I don't know if I've said... I'm having a child. Have I said that in the podcast? I'm having a son in October. So I've seen...
I know this, but you can react.
But we had the 21-week scan, and it's all about looking at his penis, basically, isn't it? That's what the scan is.
To see how big it is.
Obviously I'm interested in that, but that's there's never a point, I think, in anyone's life where three people are looking around a monitor at a child's genitals quite so intently, and it's all fine. Like, a stranger is zooming in a camera on a chair. Yeah, let's have a look. There's his scrotum. I've seen now my father's penis and my son's penis and my own penis. Don't they ever saw my granddad's penis? It's a shame.
Oh, I'm sorry that never happened.
But that's, you know, it's nice. It's passing the baton.
It's strange to think she's got a penis in her that isn't yours.
Yeah, exactly. My wife has, strange.
It's weird, isn't it?
And mildly arousing.
Subject. Yeah. I was talking with a friend, and he was saying that he quite fancies pregnant women, and apparently that's quite a common thing.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think it might be a territorial thing. Like, I think it's like, oh, she's already with child from someone else.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go disrespect that. Like, I
could be, could but, be. You like, can't get can't get a more pregnant, can you? So that's advantage.
But my friend was saying, like, he's never had sex with a pregnant lady, but he wants to. And I said, are you worried that, like, it'll come out while you do it? And then we came up with this visual of, like, of making love to a lady and then pulling out and the baby just wrapped around her. Like, you know when you see a tamarind on a finger, like those little monkeys, like, just...
I'm afraid what you've said there is too offensive for this podcast. I have a line.
You've got to imagine it later, though. You are. Yeah, you'll take that to work with your mother.
Yeah, it's a strange, you know, I have made love to a pregnant lady.
That's true.
And, I'm still having sex with my wife. and also another pregnant lady. No, I... it's a strange thing to think of that, but I don't think, you know, however well endowed you are, that it manages to get that far in. I don't think there's any danger.
How did we get onto this?
I don't know. Having a bath for my dad. I've seen my dad's penis. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think that's quite common, isn't it?
What, seeing my dad's penis?
Yeah, having baths with your parents.
Yeah, it is, but not in this day and age. My mum, I did a joke about it in Talking Cock, and my mum and dad were quite worried that people would, you know, because like now everyone's so worried about that sort of stuff, aren't they, that having a bath that your child has seen is weird. But I have baths.
I think the weirdest part about it is when the child poos and then there's poo in the bath.
Well, the weirdest thing about it, I've had baths with my daughter and then she will then focus in sometimes, and so she'll be doing a podcast about this, and sometimes you know she's interested in what's going on, so she'll make a grab for stuff and you have to stop your own daughter grabbing your penis. Which I do. I think if my son does that, I might let my son have a go. Just to let him know what the future is. It's like the Excalibur, that's, you know.
This is... to pull it out.
Pull out and he can have it.
And then he becomes king. Yeah. You're the new father of the house now.
I've got two children now, so I don't need any more.
I can't wait.
I'm happy to donate it to it. It's a fully functioning... nearly 50-year-old. Do you like it, madam? Like to? You just take it as a sort of trophy. No? Okay. Yeah, no, she's interested. I think that lady be interested.
This is definitely my favourite halfway point by far.
Yeah. Well, it is. Oh, no, we're nearly at the end. My goodness.
Oh, no, I mean when I come back on this podcast.
Oh, this is the half point, yeah. Good. What else? Is there anything else you'd like to talk about in what you're up to? What else is coming on the horizon?
I mean, well, what I should say is that I'm doing my show tomorrow at the Globe Inn at 3:30.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably one thing I want to say. It won't be much use on the podcast.
It won't be. Well, no. Unless we get out very, very quickly. But, you know, some people in Wales get the internet. I'm imagining.
Did you say that there's a gorge in Cheddar?
There's a Cheddar. What?
Has anyone physically gorged themselves on Cheddar in Cheddar Gorge?
I'm sure they have.
Can we go do that now?
We can do it now. God, there's a lot of cheese up there. I mean, not very much of it. You know, it's named after cheddar, so cheddar cheese isn't really made in cheddar, but there is one place in the gorge that does make cheddar. So you could go to that place and gorge yourself on cheddar that's made in Cheddar Gorge, and it's gorgeous, probably.
You've just combined my love of wordplay with cheese.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Cheddar cheese is, I mean... It's not the worst cheese in the world, because the worst cheese in the world is Wookiee Caves cheddar cheese. But it's not a great cheese, cheddar cheese. I can say this. Cheddar cheese isn't a great cheese. I mean, it's a very popular cheese, but it's not a great cheese.
What's your favourite?
Good question. I think that might be one of my emergency questions. I kind of like the bluey sort of one, the ones with sort of mould in them. I kind of really like eating rind. What I would like to eat is the rind of cheddar cheese that's been kept in a cave... and it's all disgusting.
So you like the parts of cheese that people discard?
Yeah, I do. I like the most rotten
pieces. You're like Top Cat, just living in a bin.
I like, you know, I never know what the names of cheeses are, but when they, sometimes in nice restaurants, they bring you a plate of cheese at the end.
Yeah.
I like that cheese.
Yeah.
Posh restaurant plate
posh
cheese.
Restaurant cheese. I only like cheese that's been brought to me. You've changed.
I have. What's your favourite cheese?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I like all of... I even like the plastic cheese.
Yeah.
I like... do you know what the best cheese for grilled cheese sandwiches is? A vegan cheese.
All right.
Called Violife or something like that. So it's basically pure coconut oil with paprika. But it grills real nice. You wouldn't know it wasn't cheese. And I say this as a cheese lover.
Yeah. Are there any good Australian cheeses?
No. Twisties.
Twisties, yeah, that is true. Cool, I'm going to ask you some more. I'm going to plug the book some more. I can't answer you too many questions because then... I've got my eyesight's really bad. I'm getting so old. I'm too old
for
this shit.
Do you want me to hold the book for you?
Oh, no, I'll just have to hold it out there. I've got glasses now. I got them from Boots. I don't use Boots. It's my anti... I think they conned me, really, in Boots. I went for an optician. They gave me a free eye test.
Yeah.
And then they kind of... And then they checked my eyes. But then they gave me these glasses that were really expensive and had, like, varifocals. And then they had for reading and for computers and for normal time. Mm. But I'd only need them for reading, so that was a waste of time. And then they got, like, some blue thing in them to stop computer glare. And then they go brown in the sunshine. I don't read outside. It cost me £500 for these fucking...
What? Yeah. Should have gone to Specsavers, mate.
Should have done. And I can't wear them because I can't make it work. I can't do the varifocal bit.
You bought glasses from a shop that also sells sandwiches.
I did.
You bought this on yourself.
Don't go to Boots. Yeah. Has anyone you've had sex with someone famous?
I have only had sex with my husband.
What? Yeah. And he's had sex with you.
And he's had sex with me, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm the celebrity. He went out with, he had a DJ for a girlfriend for a while called DJ Ski Bunny. Apparently she's quite big and I beat her. Okay. So, did you see the way I said, I don't shouldn't, care for her.
Shouldn't have asked that
by
question.
All reasons, she's very nice.
Okay.
Yes.
Opened up some wounds there.
No, yeah. Actually, I'll tell you what. I love the fact, like, he was a massive man whore when I met him. And he was. He was sleeping around hardcore. And then I said to him, I'm not really, because we met when I was 21. I'm still late bloomer. I was 21. I was like, I'm not really, like, I'm sort of not sure what I want to do. So we can get together, but you'll be waiting. And he went, yeah. And then I realised that a man waiting is the most sexually attractive thing. Yeah, 6 months in, and I was like, yeah, no, let's lock this down. Oh. I was very proud that he'd like had been with loads of women because I was like, yeah, I won. I'm the one that came out on top there. Also, it's like, you know, you want someone who knows what they're doing, don't you?
You do.
Yeah. Especially when you don't know.
No. It'd be nice, isn't it? For my wife, if she had somebody knew what he was doing. I should know what I'm doing by now, but it's confusing, isn't it? Confusing thing. It's usually so dark, anyway. Even if you get it right, it's like, I don't know what I did.
Is it because your glasses are gone?
It's like, I can't really see what I'm doing. I like the kind of idea of doing a podcast that just tells you where not to shop.
Yeah.
Like, just, you could get Specsavers to pay me to say Boots opticians are terrible. Didn't Boots opticians blind kills no so anyway wasn't it then and that recent news story probably have to edit that out and I'm editing this one myself so I'm going to shut up before I say something too bad. I'm trying to find a good one. Oh no, I've done that. Oh, that's bad. What is the strangest thing you've ever found in a fridge?
At my place.
Well, anywhere.
Vegetables.
Ah.
So happens when you're married to a Scotsman.
Have you ever found anything? Freezers are often full of weird stuff.
Like yeah.
Body parts and dead.
Body parts, yeah.
Body parts and dead animals. Often there's dead animals in freezers, aren't there? People put their dead cats in
there. Yeah, my dad had a goat in his freezer. A full
there you
goat.
Go.
Yeah. And in Adelaide is the capital of weird murders in Australia.
Yes, it is.
So there's like genuine places where you're like, oh, that's the house where they found the chopped up dead body in the freezer.
Yeah. It is weird, Adelaide.
I didn't find it though, so I didn't want to give that answer.
That's fair enough. Greg Fleet does a great joke about someone murdering someone for a tiny amount of money. We could have made tens of dollars.
Yes.
I think they're in Adelaide.
Yeah, I think that was the snow town. Anyway,
yeah.
We're just getting into murders now.
It's good.
It is good.
No, we've gone through, father's cocks and children's cocks.
Well,
let's move on to murders. The people of Wells are ready for this, I think. They can tell by their rapt silence how much they're enjoying it. Have you ever pretended to be your own twin?
No.
Not
except
me.
Why
not? Good
question.
I don't
need to because I have a twin and she's backstage. Should I go get her?
All right, I'll ask one of my new ones for ruining it for people at home who bought this. I thought that Friends one was a good question. Are you proud of yourself? Sorry, are you proud of yourself?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm quite happy where I am, but I couldn't say that it was all me. Like, I'm proud of where my life is thanks to the people I've been surrounded by. Does that make sense?
It does, it's beautiful.
Like, I've got great friends and nice family and, yeah, I can't take credit for my life. It's very much been a team effort.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, some people have all of that and still turn out to be dicks, don't they? So you can still be proud of yourself.
We didn't
unless you
say
are.
I wasn't a dick.
I didn't say you seem very nice so far. You do that laundry show. Well, that's funny.
We
do. You've got to be a nice person to
do that. Do a show
for
children.
It's nice.
And people who perform with children have never done anything bad.
Are you a fan of Norman Wisdom? By which I mean the knowledge and understanding of the 10th and 11th century people from Normandy.
I am.
Are you? What's your favourite?
Because my grandparents live in a house known as Norman House, which was built on Norman Avenue in Normanville.
Right.
Because originally someone from a Norman family moved there. So, yeah. Good. Also, the house was originally a monastery.
Right.
Yep, so there's dead monks under my grandparents' house.
Wow.
Mm. So, yeah.
Good. So it was a funny question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No answer to that question. That's just... That's why it never struck me that before, about Norman Wisdom having a double meaning. It's when Roger Moore died, then everyone came out and went, oh, you know, that's a good porn name, Roger Moore, but you don't think, you know, you can't... You get so used to... It's weird when a pun comes up, because you like puns, don't you?
I love a pun.
And it's weird when a pun comes up that's like staring you right in the face that you've never noticed before.
Yeah.
And it's quite difficult, because everyone's doing puns, right? Like, puns are very popular.
Yeah.
And everyone's looking for puns. So when you're trying to find puns, do you try to find ones that people... You know, how do you find the ones that people haven't done before?
Everyone's done them before.
You just gotta hope that the people looking at them haven't seen it before.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's definitely the first one. No one's ever thought of that before.
It is different. Sometimes something strikes you that I think that, you know, I think every kind of comedy is interesting, and some things are, you know, overplayed, or everyone's trying to, like, observational comedy. Loads of people trying to do observational comedy. It's very, very hard to do good observational comedy. Mm. As you saw, if you listened to me talking about wiping my ass with a toilet roll. You know, Michael McIntyre could turn that into gold.
He'd have to act it out, though.
That was very nice. I put the toilet roll in the bin. I didn't flush it down the toilet.
No, that's
it had
good.
My poo on it. What's your problem? Do you not shit, madam, Mrs. No.
I was once at a festival.
Would you prefer it if I hadn't wiped my bottom with the toilet roll and the poo was still on my ass? Is that what you're saying? Apparently, from not going to that, apparently me attempting to wipe my ass and then going to the dressing room and getting a pile of serviettes and putting them in the toilet for the other people of Wells so that they didn't get into the same problem as I did. I didn't want to go to the bar to tell the man because it would be embarrassing to talk about that in public. And that's genuinely true. I can talk about it on stage, but I couldn't go to the bar to say there's no toilet paper as I've just discovered. Smell my stinking ass. My stinking shit smeared with some cardboard ass. Tell us your interesting story that you're going to tell us.
Oh, I mean, it's not... No, I was once at a festival and I was in one of those port-a-loos and there was no lights.
Yeah.
And so I was having to use my phone, but the torch on my phone wasn't working, so the only way I could get the light to turn on was to focus the camera so that it would do that thing where it puts the flash on briefly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had to keep doing that while I was trying to find what I was doing. And I realised there was no toilet paper, but tissues, have always got my tissues on me.
Yeah.
Never know when a Lego film might come on. So I finished up, and then I left the toilet and I was deleting because I kept accidentally taking actual photos. So I was going through my phone, deleting all of them, and then realised that in one of them, it was my feet, and next to my feet was a shitty toilet roll that someone had left on the floor, who'd obviously panicked beforehand, but not put it down the port-a-loo. I was this close. You know when people nearly get hit by cars?
Yeah.
Like that, it had that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's why I put mine in the bin, because I'm a nice guy.
And you didn't leave
it
next to the toilet.
Don't flush it, because it'll block the toilet, and then what? So you're criticising me. I'm a hero here.
What you should have done is washed it off.
Yeah.
Dried it. And left it
for
the next
person.
Put it back.
Wraps some more. Well, I think we might have to stop because there's other stuff coming on in the venue.
Yeah, and also people got lunches and stuff they don't want to bring up.
Yeah, and I think we've hit a high point that I don't think we could possibly...
Sure you don't want to talk about your dad's penis some more?
No, I think I don't know what it's like now. I haven't seen it for a while.
Have a bath with him.
I might do.
Yeah.
I'd be embarrassed. I'd find it awkward now, but it was fun when I was... fun in the old days. It's a shame the way the world, you know, time passes and we grow old and then die, isn't it? It's sad. Wouldn't it be better if we just stayed being, you know, 40, 30, 25 forever?
Yeah, in the same way, it's a shame that toilet paper runs out.
It is.
It's all got to run out at some stage.
It's the circle. It's the circle of life. Anyway, it's been fantastic to talk to you. Do go and see her show tomorrow or in Edinburgh if you're listening at home. Ladies and gentlemen, Beck Hill, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm selling some stuff out in the foyer if you want to come and say hello.
There we go. Thanks very much for listening. As I say, more podcasts coming up from June the 5th. Go to leicestersquaretheatre.com if you want to buy tickets. Go to gofasterstripe.com if you want to buy books or any of my DVDs or anything else that's going on there. Check out richchang.com/gigs and you can see where I'm previewing for my Edinburgh shows, where I'm doing my Edinburgh shows. If you're coming up to the Fringe, I'm at the Pleasance One. At 7:30 with my main show, O Frig, I'm 50, and I'm also doing 3 bonus podcasts on Friday afternoons. They were meant to be Saturday afternoons, but I messed up the timings. That's via the Stand at a theatre that I keep forgetting the name of, but it's all the details are up on the website. Do book ahead. There's only 3 podcast shows, so hopefully those should sell out. Thanks for listening. See you soon with more Rahalastapers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thanks for listening. richardherring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.